This is the 14th Shave for the Brave campaign. It is the major fundraiser in support of Young Adult Cancer Canada programs. And we are here at Mary Queen of Peace for their 6th Shave for the Brave. It happens in schools, offices, malls, hockey rinks, all over the place. And it is what you think it is. It's people getting the most powerful haircut of their life in support of young adults who are really dealing with the most difficult time of their life.
Today at Mary Queen of Peace Elementary, kids gathered in the gym to take part in Shave for the Brave. Courageous student volunteers lined up by the stage to have their heads shaved for cancer awareness, as well as to raise money for research. Principal Kimberly Leonard says the school as a whole has a personal connection to the event.
We started off the first year because we had a teacher who was very dear to this school who lost her life to a courageous battle with cancer. And so every year we've been kind of holding that in her memory. So to date, in our 5 years, we've had 247 shavers so far, and our school has raised over $98,000 in a five-year period. So it's an exciting event, and the kids look forward to it, and I'm sure we'll have about 50 shavers again today.
Jeff Eaton, who you heard at the start of the story, is the organizer for Shave for the Brave at Mary Queen of Peace. He was inspired to volunteer his time to Shave for the Brave because cancer has personally affected him.
When I was 22, I just finished university here at Mon, and I started my own business at a buddy's business reception one night, and I passed out. And several days later, learned that I actually had leukemia. And I lived that experience of a young adult dealing with cancer, closing down my business, moving home with my parents, giving up my independence, and facing the end of my life just as it was starting. So there's a really unique set of circumstances and challenges that come with that. So I lived that experience, and then as I came out of that first cancer experience for me, I felt like I wanted to do something to help other people like that were like me.
The children were more than happy to be a part of this event. Some students, however, take this program more personally, such as Mira Eaton. She's Jeff's daughter and has a very close connection with those suffering from cancer.
When I do Shave for the Brave, it like makes me think that I'm helping people, and I know I'm helping people, and that like makes me feel good about myself.
One has to wonder, what would that school look like tomorrow morning? For Kicker, I'm Nick Travis.